The Boston Archdiocese says it is backing out of a settlement agreement with 86 victims of former priest John Gagan. The Archdiocese Finance Council said that, with new victims continuing to come forward, it can't afford it. The agreement was estimated to be worth up to $30 million. David Smith, Chancellor of the Archdiocese, explained the decision this afternoon.
It's not a matter of whether or not we want a just and non-litigious solution. It's a matter of devising one that can be done within the limits of the resources of the church and without compromising the critical work that the church in Boston has to do.
Monica Brady Meyeroff joins us now from member station WBUR. Monica, the committee is supposed to be advisory, but the Archdiocese is saying that this decision is final. Can you explain?
Well, David Smith, the chancellor, says that canon law requires that when the cardinal puts the church at substantial financial risk, he must have the consent of the finance council. So this decision is apparently final.
What is it going to mean for the victims?
It's not clear yet, but it's likely to mean they'll get much less money than they'd hoped. Now, the church says it wants to negotiate a new settlement with victims. They don't want to go back to court over this, but they expect they may have to go to court. And if they do, the church says it will use any defense. And that includes, in the state of Massachusetts, the charitable immunity cap, something the church has said it didn't want to do in the past. And what this means is that it can limit the awards in civil lawsuits to $20,000. So if they do go to court, the victims could be expecting a lot less money from the church.
Has there been any reaction from the victims?
Well, the attorney for the alleged victims in this Gagan lawsuit called the church's decision a disgrace, and he said it was a re-victimization of the victims. He said he was told that the finance council only had an advisory role and that it had approved the settlement. So he was in shock, as many other people were today when this news came out that the church is backing away from this settlement. And another attorney representing other alleged victims of priest abuse suing the church said that any chance of settling those claims out of court, for his clients at least, is over.
Monica, is it clear why this disagreement is coming up now? It's a little confusing. Didn't the Finance Council, as you said, sign off on the settlement before it was made public?
That's right. They did do that, and there seemed to be that there wouldn't be any snag in this. This is clearly embarrassing for Cardinal Law, who said over and over again that he wants to provide a fair settlement for these victims so they can move on. But this appears to be related to the continual flood of accusations of priest abuse that keep coming out, the latest being Father Paul Shanley, who was arrested yesterday for child rape. He's being brought back from California to Massachusetts to face three counts of child rape, and there are dozens of alleged victims of Father Shanley who are gearing up to sue the church. By some count, there could be as many as 450 alleged victims of priest abuse. And the church says at this point they've seen only about 25% of that. So they sat down and added up these numbers and thought, wait a second, we don't have all the money to give a fair and just settlement to everyone if we pay $15 to $30 million just to the victims, the alleged victims of John Gagan.
Thanks, Monica.
You're welcome.
Monica Brady Meyeroff speaking with us from member station WBUR in Boston.